He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the August 27th. Boy, we're closing in on September here, aren't we? I haven't heard any back-to-school talk, but I'm sure there's plenty of it if you still got little ones around the house. Ooh, I hated that back-to-school talk. I really did. That meant that no more going to the beach, homework, getting up early, alarm clocks. Ugh. All of that stuff that I face every day of my life now. So maybe it was good training. Maybe it was good training back then. Well, we're having a little pause in the market from recent new all-time highs here and new all-time highs there. All over the place, all-time highs. Maybe I should be getting worried. I'm always worried. And I hear all these people talking about stocks that I was talking about 3 years ago. Maybe I should start selling them now that they've become so popular. Well, here's where we are today so far. The S&P's down a point. We're at 1998. We are back below that 2000 level, which is going to be resistance for a while. I would fully expect that. I don't think we're going to just blow through 2000 and keep on going. That's a major, major milestone, and I've witnessed over time that generally when you blow through, go through a major milestone like that, the market has a tendency to pause. The Dow is down 10, and the Dow is at 17,096 right now, not that far from its all-time high. The Nasdaq's down 5 today, 4,565. Boy, that sure sounds a lot better than where it was 14 years ago, down around 1,300. Gold is flat today at 1,284. Crude oil is flat. Boy, everything's taking the day off. 93.94. That is, except for me, I'm here working. The 10-year yield's at 2.37%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, I've had a chance recently to talk to some folks. I talked to a lot of folks at the San Francisco Money Show, and I did two workshops there. I didn't get much. I had about 45 minutes at each one. But one of my topics was biotechs. And I live here in San Diego, which is got a lot of biotech companies. Let me pull up my app here because I want to give you some statistics. I like biotech stocks. I always have. And, you know, one of the reasons is they seem to be disconnected from the from the rest of the market, from the economy, from what's happening in the world. And, you know, I talked to a guy yesterday who actually had had hepatitis C at one point in his life. He's not an old guy. He's a guy about my age, mid-50s. And he said it was like going through hell to go through the process and the drugs. He's cured now, but it wasn't easy. It was absolute hell, the old way. And I told them about Gilead Sciences and their new pill for $1,000 a pill and 40 pills and you're cured of it. In fact, they could almost eradicate hepatitis C from the world right now. He said, I would have gladly paid $1,000 a pill to not have gone through what I went through. In fact, he said if it was still the old way, he would choose the hepatitis C over the old way of treating it. It was so miserable. But as I look here this year, once again, I see that the biotech stocks, and as I look at the sectors, look at this. Okay, let's look at the leading sector right now, biotech. And it gets an A-plus ranking right now. It's the only sector in the entire market that has an A-plus ranking. And as I look at my top 300 stocks right now as ranked by the Best Stocks Now every day, I see a lot of biotech there. In fact, let's go through some of these. It's just amazing. As I was walking home last night, looking at my top 300, I said, is there anything there that's not biotech related? Now, maybe it's getting overheated again. We've always got to be worried about that. We've got Pharmacyclics at number 2. We have the First Trust Biotech Index, FBT, at number 3. Overall, this is overall out of 3,865 different choices. We have the Franklin Biotech Discovery Mutual Fund, number 4. It's beating all stocks right now. We have an ETF, the Biotech Index, XBI, number 5. We have another biotech index, IBB, number 6. Dexcom is number 7. I'll be talking about Dexcom today on my little gig here on Channel 6 News, San Diego company that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. And then we have the Fidelity Biotech Fund at number 9, FBIOX. Celgene comes in at number 11. Let's not forget our friends at KKOL in Seattle. SGEN, Seattle Genetics, is number 12 right now. BioMarin is number 13. And finally, a non-biotech, Monster Beverage, is number 14 right now. Well, Monster delivers a little bit different type of drug. It is a drug, caffeine, and what other else chemicals are in that stuff to really juice you up in the morning. Number 15, Isis Pharmaceutical, San Diego company. 16, 17, Rydex Biotech. 18, Exact Sciences. 19, Profunds Biotech. And it goes on and on and on. It's crazy. I'm sure glad that I have my Best Stocks Now app as my companion to help me analyze the market on a daily basis. You know, now I hear everybody talking about the biotech stocks and how hot they are. And that'll probably end the run for now because they're too popular. When things get too popular, it's not a good thing in the stock market. That means things get overbought. And that means things get overvalued. So you always have to pay attention. It's a fine line we walk every single day. It's not good to buy things that are way unpopular because usually they're unpopular for a good reason. But when they get too popular, that's when I start to get nervous about owning them. But having said that, you know my experience and my history with the biotech stocks. I rode them for all they were worth in 2013. And we rode them, you know, this one and that one. We had a lot of triple-digit gains last year. And then in February, an attack started on the biotech stocks. And if you remember, it began with Janet Yellen, kind of, with her six-month talk on raising interest rates. And that always sends the high flyers running for cover. And then we had Congressman Waxman going after Sovaldi, the drug Sovaldi, the cure for hepatitis C from Gilead Sciences, and that sent another shiver through the biotech industry. And then more recently you had Janet Yellen, which is very unusual for a Fed chairman. I mean, Alan Greenspan obviously did it to the tech stocks with his irrational exuberance comments back in 1998, 1999, there or thereabouts. But Janet Yellen said she thought that the small biotechs were beyond where they should be. And guess what? They've looked Janet Yellen in the face and defied her and continued to go higher. Now, I don't own the smaller biotechs for the most part. I'm in the big ones. When they pulled back on Waxman's comments, well, first when they started to peel over, I lightened up considerably. And then I let them do their peeling off and their settling. Got caught in a few for a little bit more of a loss than I wanted, but it happened very rapidly. Then I let them settle. And after they had settled, I went back in into the highest quality names. So if you look at my newsletter today, you'll see a lot of biotech stocks in there, and you'll see the highest, what I consider to be the highest quality names. And I've also been toying with a few in my trading account, which I'm now sending out live push notifications. We were notified by Apple yesterday, the Apple iTunes store, that our app, our upgrade, has been approved. And I just have to look at the App Store today and see if it's available. But now the live trading, I sent out 5 live trades yesterday that I did 4 in my trading account, my speculative trading account, and 1 in my aggressive growth accounts. So check out the iTunes store and see if that live trading platform is now available on the Best Stocks Now app. It's the premium version of the app. I know it's available on the Android platform, and we're going to hustle and get it ready for the newsletter platform just as quickly as we possibly can. Live trading from Gunderson Capital Management and the biotech rebound. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson, President of Gunderson Capital Management. Hey, start off your Labor Day weekend by getting the newsletter. You have 3 days to study it this weekend after I send it out. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com to get a free 4-week trial to the newsletter. And you know how your money is being managed now. I met with the guy yesterday. He's a builder here in the San Diego area, one of the bigger builders in the San Diego area. I see his signs all over town on some major projects. And you know, he had a talk with another money manager, and they wanted to put him into Johnson & Johnson and General Electric and Merck and IBM and all the usual suspects. And the guy's my age, and I said, you know what, you need growth companies right now. Those are not growth companies anymore. Those are 4-5% growers at this stage of their life. So there's a whole nother tier of stocks just down below those that hopefully will become Johnson & Johnson's and General Electric someday. But right now they're in the prime of their life as far as growth stocks. They're growing by 10, 15, 20% per year, while the ones you just mentioned are growing by 4 or 5% per year. It makes a big difference, because all things being equal, a company that's growing its earnings by 5% per year should not outperform a company that's growing by 10, 15, 20% per year. And then, of course, the garden has to be tended. You have to manage it. You have to water it. You have to pull the weeds. You have to give it a little bit of nitrogen when it needs it, whatever. It takes some managing. Keep the rabbits out. Keep the bears out, especially. So we'll see who he chooses to manage his money. But I got a hunch we'll be managing his money here fairly soon. So anyways, you can talk to us. We're 855-611-BESS. He asked me, you must have guys that have managed the money for you. I said, no, I do it. I'm the guy who does it. This is my passion. I have people that help me, and they're my proteges, and they're learning from me, and someday they'll be ready to take over. But for now, this is my passion. I'm still a young guy. I love what I do. Why would I hand it off to somebody else? Well, one of the stocks that we currently like, or one of the areas of the market that we currently like, you know how much weight I give to being in the right places at the right time. And this year, again, the biotech stocks are once again the darlings and one of the leaders in the market, but you shouldn't have 100% of your money in the biotech stocks, even though I see the group is up 21% so far. Just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But I am still a fan of the energy stocks. You know, I mean, hey, there was a time not too long ago when we had to import 50 to 60% of our oil. And now we're down to just 25%. And I got to believe places like Saudi Arabia and Iraq and others, you know, they're looking for other markets for their oil, because we're not buying as much as we used to. And that's why it's so important, you know, the Europe market. I got to believe that maybe Russia, Putin, wants to sell his oil to Europe. And I got to believe that his competitors are Qatar and Saudi Arabia and others, and they want to control that European market, which has become more important to them now as we begin to wean ourselves away from energy imports. And if we wanted to, we could become energy independent here in America, which I just think would be in our best interest all the way around. Economically, it would make us stronger. We wouldn't be dealing with people that don't like us. That's just my opinion. But it is what it is, when we're currently 75% energy independent, thanks to the fracking boom, thanks to people like Mr. Mitchell down in Texas, who recently passed away, who was one of the pioneers in horizontal drilling and in fracking. And we're getting oil out of places that we thought were basically tapped out many years ago. We're finding vast reserves still there. Of course, Harold Hamm up in, he's in Oklahoma City these days, going through a very contentious divorce. Interesting story there. He claims that he got his riches through luck. He's worth about $39 billion, and he's going through a divorce. And I guess if you obtain things through luck in a marriage, they're not community property or something, at least in the state he's in. But if you attain it through work, then the wife is part of that. Or if the wife attains it through work, the husband's part of that. He's trying to claim in his divorce proceedings that it was all luck. Well, I guess all I can say is good luck with that defense, Harold. But another company that is drilling for oil up in that basin, that Williston Basin, is Whiting Petroleum, WLL, a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. I wrote about it in my book way back in 2011, when it was a lot cheaper than it is today. Whiting is headquartered in Denver, Colorado. It's now a $10.8 billion company. It's just crossed the line into large cap territory. It's been a mid cap, and it's still one that I own. You know me, I like value. I don't like to pay up for stocks. I witnessed the 2000 crash, tech crash, because of triple-digit PE ratios and PEG ratios. I remember PEG ratios back then of 4 and 5. In other words, stocks were trading at 5 times their growth rate. And they were justifying it, saying, oh, we're in a new age. We're in the internet age. We're enlightened now. And we don't need to worry about valuations anymore. Well, that wasn't a very good advice from those guys, was it? Whiting is currently trading at 15 times forward earnings, which is a discount to the market. It's nowhere near the 35 that the S&P was trading at back in 2000. And the NASDAQ was trading up around 100 times earnings. So I can swallow 15 times earnings. You know, it's not going to give me heartburn or acid reflux. 15 times earnings, it's okay from a value point of view. But I've just seen too many value traps. In fact, when I was in the Bay Area and giving my second lecture to the elite group of investors, the VIPs, the Master's Symposium, I had them raise their hand. I said, how many of you are value investors? You know, 1/4 of the crowd hands went up. And I said, here's a stock. I think I mentioned Gilead. I said, would you pay 11 times forward earnings? Is that too much? And value investor says, no, that's fine. We'll pay 11. And then I said, who's a momentum investor here? And most of the hands went up there. More than half were momentum investors. And I said, how about a stock that has crushed the market over the last 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, 1 year, as far as performance goes? Does that satisfy you, momentum guys? Shake their head. Well, I like momentum too, because I've seen too many value traps over the years. Whiting has a performance grade of A. It's been a solid performer over the last 3, 5, 10 years, and it's up another 79% over the last 12 months. Whiting is one of my top-ranked energy stocks right now. It's a large cap, and it's a stock that I own at Gunderson Capital. Not a recommendation, but an example of what I call a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson will be writing the newsletter again this week. That should be fun. I always look forward to that, actually. It's one of my favorite days. Newsletter's been around for a long time. Go through all of the sectors, the asset classes, the technicals of the markets, and then we get into individual stocks, ETFs, and mutual funds. You can get 4 weeks to my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Also, You can give us a call if you'd like to discuss money management with us, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. I did get an email last night from the iTunes store that the premium service of the Apple app is now available. Now, I don't know if it's in the store. Sometimes it takes a little while for it actually to show up on the shelf, but I will check. What does the premium app do that the old one doesn't? Well, live push notifications. I will no longer be tweeting all my buys and sells like I have been doing for the last couple of years on Twitter. It will be a premium service. I bought four yesterday. I bought four in my trading account, and I bought one in my aggressive growth account, and I sent out push notifications on all of those. So you can go to the iTunes store and see when that's available and sign up for the premium version of the app. And we're going to try to get that newsletter version ready. I'll try to get it by this Friday, if we can. We're going to sit down today and map out a little plan for a premium version of the newsletter, which will include live trades during the week that would go out via email. So that's coming to just as soon as we can get the infrastructure in place here to handle it. All right, you know what? I still am a fan of other areas of the world right now as it relates to investing. I think that our markets have a little bit of pause in them for the next maybe few years, while other markets do some catching up. They're starting to apply stimulus in other areas of the world. Europe's talking about it, but I don't know. They've got a lot of problems over there in Europe right now. That one's kind of on hold right now. But the areas that have had stimulus, and remember, it's not just economic stimulus, it's also change, meaningful change, like the change that they had in India recently, change of leadership. And I've read the articles that he's slow out of the gate and, you know, putting together economic reform. That stuff takes time. But you know what? Stocks and markets and indexes and sectors, they trade on expectations. And the expectations are that the environment for investing, for money flowing into the country, for the economy, is now much brighter for India than it was in the past. And India has sorely underperformed the world stock markets over the last several years. I mean, if we look at India here, right? India over the last, let's just look at the India index. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered half of what the U.S. markets, in fact, less than half of what the U.S. markets have returned. And over the last 3 years, it's dinked along by about 8% per year, while the market, our market, has done about 20. And it, I mean, those numbers are improving because India's put in a 54% performance over the last 12 months. Now, there's an issue with India, investing in India. It's real hard to buy a lot of the individual stocks in India. A lot of them do not trade as ADRs here on our exchanges in the U.S. There's some mutual funds that you can buy. You can do research on funds that invest in India and find those funds that are able to buy a lot of these stocks that you and I aren't able to buy. Now, having said that, there are also some stocks that we are able to buy here in the U.S., in the India market. And one stock that I've owned, I wrote up a research report. I believe it was on thestreet.com. It was about comparing Tata with Tesla. On my way home from the Bay Area, I drove through the Silicon Valley and I went right by the Tesla plant, which is very large. Lots of jobs there, lots of innovation there. But Tesla's not a cheap stock. It's a good stock. Don't get me wrong. It's at or near new all-time highs here at 262. It's a highly rated stock. I'm very bullish on Tesla in the long haul, but I have a hard time with the P.E. ratio of 385 right now. Tata, on the other hand, has a P.E. ratio of just 18. That's a little less than 385. And Tata has a forward P.E. ratio of just 10. While Tesla is about 90, 85 to 90 right now. So, I mean, if you're just looking at one criteria, valuation, it's like no comparison. Tata is dirt cheap, and Tesla is at Ferrari-like prices as far as the stock goes. Tata is currently trading at a forward P.E. ratio of 10.1. And it's expected to grow, now we'll see, it's expected to grow by 25% per year over the next 5 years. That means that the PEG ratio is less than 0.5. It's at 0.41. It's trading at a huge, huge discount to its anticipated growth rate. Now, it remains to be seen whether or not Tata can grow that quickly. They have, over the last 5 years, grown by 32% per year. In fact, Tata was a $3 stock back at the bottom of the market in 2009, and now it's a $47 stock. It's been one of the top performing stocks in the market since that market low. In fact, over the last 5 years, Tata Motors has delivered to investors 33% per year. And that was in a lousy environment for the economy and for investment in India. Now they have a better environment over there. Over the last 3 years, Tata's delivered 46% per year. The market's delivered 19%. That's the S&P 500. And over the last 12 months, Tata Motors is up 107%, while the market's up 23%. It gets a performance grade of A. It's one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Now, what do Tata cars look like? Well, if a Range Rover or a Jaguar passes you on the street, that's one of their brands. Ford had Jaguar and Range Rover for a while, and they gave it over to Tata. And Tata has models of their own. And I'm sure Tata will bring in cars to a dealership near you before long and will be a player here, big player in the U.S. markets. They already are a fairly big player in the U.S. markets. Tata is now a $30 billion company. You know, by contrast, what's Ford right now? Ford is a 67, so it's half the size of Ford. This is no small player in the automobile world. Does Tata pay any kind of a dividend? I doubt it very much, but I'm going to make sure. 0.3%. So they do pay. You will get a quarterly check from Tata Motors, which will be added. A foreign tax will be added on to that, I'm sure. That's collected by our IRS, our tax collectors here in America. Tata currently meets, in fact, quite handily it meets my valuation criteria. And in fact, as I look at other valuation criteria here, their price to sales ratio is 0.73. Let's just check, for instance, right now what Tesla's price-to-sales ratio is. Remember, Tata is 0.73, less than 1, price-to-sales. Tesla's price-to-sales ratio is 13.43. And I know you're going to say, well, Tesla's got much greater growth prospects than Tata. Well, we'll see. I mean, 25% for Tata is not too bad. Tesla's expectations are 50% per year, but does that really warrant the huge multiple discrepancy between these two stocks, Tata and Tesla? Well, only time will tell. Right now, I'm in the cheaper stock, the Tata model, as opposed to the Tesla model. At the same time, their price-to-book value ratio is 2.78. At Tata, 2.78. Let's just see what Tesla is. 34. Okay, so, hey, you know what? I'm just saying, I like Tata better than Tesla right now. It is a big position here that we own. It is a stock out of India, which I like. And Tata definitely is, in my opinion, a best stock now. As I look at the chart, it's also hitting new all-time highs right now. Tata Motors out of India. Be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. You know, one of the major topics up at the Money Show in San Francisco was definitely how much longer will this bull market continue to run through the streets. 65 months now it's been plowing forward. And we always want to be on our guard because the last time, you know, people got gored. The bulls got gored. By the bear, which eventually reared its ugly head and took 53% out of our hide. I will be on Bloomberg Radio today, I think around 10, something like that. I got to find out what time my 10-minute spot will be, but they want to ask me, obviously, about my forecast for how much longer this bull market can last. And you know what? I can't tell you when the bull market's going to end. I just look for the signs. And every single day, I look at the ranking of the indexes around the world, and I see that the U.S. is still one of the top places to invest. I look at the leading asset classes around the world, and I see that equities still are dominating the top spots. I look at the sectors, and I see that go-go sectors like internet and healthcare and biotech still continue to lead. I look at technicals. I look at the S&P. I look at the Dow. I look at the NASDAQ, and I see those charts still hitting new highs. I watch the consumer very closely. I look at the reports coming from Retail America, from the malls of America, of how strong the consumer is, because I believe that will be another big clue. I look at the small cap stocks, which generally speaking are a little bit quicker to move than the large cap stocks, like comparing a PT boat versus an aircraft carrier. You'll see the PT boat get out of the harbor a lot quicker than an aircraft carrier will. And I think that the small caps will also give us a clue to when this thing is over. So we just have to watch them. There's not any one. Not any one of these criteria that will lead the market lower, but it'll be a combination of things. And then most importantly of all, I look at the individual stocks that I own and what's their health. And then I make an overall determination of where we're at, we are in the market at the current time. And there will come another bear market. I had people raise their hands at the San Francisco Money Show. When will the next bear market hit? Who thinks there will be another bear market? Every hand went up, but of course nobody knows when it will hit. Another thing too that we need to be aware of are geopolitical events, which can explode on the scene at any moment in time. It's amazing how fast this ISIL group has exploded on the scene. Yesterday, there was news that a San Diego man was killed in Syria over the weekend fighting for ISIL. Yes, he's a San Diego guy. He was here just a year ago working at a restaurant. I'll be on at 11:15 Pacific Standard Time for Bloomberg. I just got the notification here, which is 2:15, I suppose, back on the East Coast. But there was a guy right here in San Diego that converted to Islam. He's a black man. Started attending the local temple here or whatever mosque that they meet at. A lot of Somalians here in San Diego, up in the El Cajon City Heights area. And started attending their worship services and started praying, you know, doing his prayers every single day. And married with the child, and all of a sudden he says, I'm going backpacking to Turkey. You know, I mean, I like to backpack, but I've never considered going to Turkey. Maybe the High Sierras or Palomar Mountain or the Lagunas, something like that. Not Turkey. And he takes off. Disappears from the scene. The next thing we know, got a U.S. passport. He could have easily came home back to San Diego after being trained in Syria by ISIL to be a terrorist. And he was killed over the weekend in fighting against probably Mr. Assad's regime in Syria. So anyways, you know, this is a very serious threat. And I wrote in my newsletter last week, I think we ought to just take him out now. I don't care what country they're in. Take him out. We've got four aircraft carriers sitting here in the bay, in the harbor in San Diego. What good are they doing here? We've got fighter jets. We've got submarines. We've got 30 warships about 5 miles from where I sit here at Gunderson Capital Management. This ISIL, they're a bunch of cockroaches. I say take them out now. And, you know, if you don't think that they're a threat to the U.S., look how easily this kid could have come back to San Diego being taught his bomb-making techniques. In fact, a lot of folks figure that these ISIL folks were trained by Chechenian rebels. Don't forget it. Who blew up the bombs on the Boston Marathon? They were trained over in that same neck of the woods. And then they brought their training manuals here to America. And that's probably one of the first, you know, terrorist attacks like they have in other countries right here on our shores. And it's just a matter of time before, you know, somebody gets beheaded in America or there's a car bomb that goes off in downtown San Diego or in downtown St. Paul or Seattle or Atlanta or whatever. I just say, you know, take these guys out now. Don't mess around. They're not good people. And they are hell-bent with their, they want an empire. They've got their own country now, according to them. And they want women, and they want children, and they want money, and they want to rule through terror and just absolute brutality. The most brutal regimes, if you can call them that, that the world's ever seen. Why in the heck do we want to even try to negotiate with these people? So I just want you to know that's pretty close to home. You know, my son and his wife, they live not too far from the area where this guy was. And how many more of them are like that up there in that area? I don't know, but I think our borders ought to just be a little bit tighter here. Those guys could be coming through that Texas border real easily. So that's just my two cents, and that could very well end the bull market, right? Could bring the world's global economy to its knees. So we also have to be in tune with events around the world. All right, well, we're done for the day. We'll be managing money here, looking at a lot of individual stocks and reporting back tomorrow. Reporting for duty. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.